Throwbeard production.
And the cheer goes up from the
big sky.
Black hole, won't she swallow me whole? Black hole, won't... I'll shatter all spaceless black buildings. It won't last here.
January 1996. This place has big blank spaces, this town I've allowed myself to be exiled in. An insipid network of drab streets, strewn with old crisp packets and beer cans. An island of grey concrete ugliness, separated from the others by a large stretch of lurid, luminous grass, drenched with dew. You can look in any direction and see plumes of filthy smoke belching from the exhausts of idling buses and filling the air with lead. No one's ever around in the day. It's a pale, bland void of muffled sounds veiled in drizzling rain. A golden landscape, an enrapturing, impersonal heaven for people like me. I walk on and on until my thighs glow with a glorious fatigue. What I really like is feeling like a ghost. It's a feeling that's easy to achieve when you're traipsing through this overcast dead zone. Often I find the remnants of extinguished fires, little heaps of grey dust and the charred remains of magazine pages. Some actor or pop star's grinning gob or trouser leg framed in black ash. I love to walk alone, to really be alone. An empty field opening before me is like a doorway to a new world. Cutting through some privet bushes, I came across some kind of abandoned camp. Young kids have been playing some game or other, lost in their imaginations. But they're not here now, they're locked up in classrooms, the hideous brats. Whoever said youth was wasted on the young was understating the case. Most of them don't even notice their youth until it's gone, and they constantly eulogise it to any poor wanker they can corner in a pub. 13-year-olds are hell on legs, and no sane man or woman will ever want to deal with one out of choice. The rock-throwing, obscenity-vomiting, filth-encrusted little tykes. But as I say, it's the middle of the day, and only unemployed neurotics like myself are free to roam the streets and parks of our green and pleasant land. I'm living in a dream and I love it, but really it's utterly terrible. My constant leisure fills me with guilt and terror. If only I could inherit a large sum of money, I could be guilty like this the rest of my life. Thank you.
It starts with the young ones doing crimes for fun. And if you ain't down, you'll get played out, son. So let's get a car you know I fly with. Get a dent, pull a screwdriver, and be off quick with the dope ride, yeah, and the rowdy crew. We could bag us a Benz and an Audi too. Even a Jeep or van, goddamn, we're getting ours, yo. Take a trip up the strip and be like stars, so it doesn't matter if the cops be scoping. They can't do jack, that's why a young brother's open to do anything, anywhere, any place. Fuck while in another court case, it's the code of the streets. They might say that we're a menace to society, but at the same time I say, why is it me? Am I the target for destruction? What about the system and total corruption? I can't work at no fast food joint, I got some talent, so don't you get my point? I'll organize some brothers and get crazy loot, selling D-R-U-G-S's and clocking dollars true. Cause the facto, yo, that suits me fine. I gotta have it so I can leave behind the mad poverty, never having, always needed. If a sucker steps up, then I leave him bleeding. I gotta get mine, I can't take no shorts. And while I'm selling, here's a flash report. Organized crime, they get theirs on the down low. Here's the ticket, wanna bet on a horse show? You got to be a pro, do what you know. When you're dealing with the code of the streets. Nine times out of ten I win. With the skills I be wielding, got the tenth one kneeling, let me express my feelings. Cool has never been one to play a big shot. It's just the styles I got that keep my mic hot. And fuck turning my back to the street scene. It gives me energy, so I'ma keep fiends coming just to get what I'm selling. Maybe criminal or felon dropping gems on your melon. So keep abreast to the gangsta conquest. Underground roughnecks, pounds of respect. I've never been afraid to let loose my speech. My brothers know I kick the code up the streets.
I'm calling for Joan.
Of Jones?
Yeah.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yeah, they wanted to get that moisturization going.
Which one?
The one they'd heard so much about.
You're calling in behalf of Jones to... Could you repeat yourself again, please?
Yeah, you bet. To get that moisturization running.
Moisturization?
Yeah.
Which moisturization?
The same one they had been hearing so much about that was promoted by Mookie Blaylock, among others.
Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah.
You lost me there.
So you want to shine us up, or where do you stand, you know?
The moisturization.
You bet. Well, beautification, really.
Oh, beautification?
Just some good old boys, you know?
Oh, okay.
Just a few of us, and...
You guys are a band, or...?
Well, yeah, we were in Newsweek. You might have seen that thing. There was a mermaid in there. And
what kind of music do you guys play?
Like Caveman.
Like Caveman?
Yeah.
All I have here, the bands that do play for me, they play salsa and cumbias and merengue. A lot of Spanish or Latin music.
Well, you willing to moisten us up or what?
We don't play that kind of music here.
Which kind?
Would you just say you said Caveman?
Well, I mean,
like I said, we're a salsa and merengue place, a Latin. We have a lot of Latin music here, so.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that's how we play here. I've already tried all the other different. I've tried blues nights. I've tried jazz, and nothing else works other than the Latin music. So that's what I stuck to.
Would you try moistening me up, or?
I would not be inclined to try it.
Well, I mean, they gave me your number, you know.
Who gave you my number?
Cokie Blaylock.
Cokie Blaylock? Cokie Blaylock. I don't know who Cokie Blaylock is.
Oh. At least you gotta pay me back, then.
I gotta pay you back?
Yes.
Pay you back for what?
Like with PayPal or something.
With PayPal?
Yeah, you can just go online and send me a payment.
A payment of what?
Well, it'd be like $175.
$175 for?
Plus their 7% fee. So it'd actually be like $182 total.
What would I be paying you for?
Well, I mean, the referral. If you're not going to get me moisturization, like, you know, then I just need reimbursement, you know, just expenses.
Expenses? I didn't hire you. I didn't call you. I didn't, you know.
Oh, yes, you did. For the whole beautification project.
What beautification project are you talking about?
Mookie Blaylock.
I don't know who Mookie Blaylock is. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, all of a sudden you expect me to be a merengue dancer or something, and all I'm saying...
What are you talking about? Wait a minute. You called me, all right? You called me, and you're telling me that...
No, I didn't.
Some beautification? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a bar owner, and I have cumbias and tux, and that's the kind of band.
How do you expect me to dance? Seriously.
What's dancing? What's dancing? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about a few good old boys coming down, getting moisturized, and then you're talking about merengue dancing, and I've already outlaid $175 through Cokie Blaylock.
That's not my fault. You need to talk to Corky or whoever the hell gives you my number, because that's not my fault. I have nothing to do with that. I don't know what the hell you're
talking about.
It was on a wall. Dude, lose my number, right?
Yes, it is.
Lose my number. Hello, this is George.
George, yeah, listen, can I just get an online payment from you?
You're not going to get no payments from me. I don't know who you are. You're just going to pick up the phone and call me and tell me, send me a payment? You're crazy.
We'll call it good. $175, you can just skip.
You're full of it, buddy. Lose my number.
You can skip the fees, you know?
What fees are you talking about?
The PayPal.
I don't know who you are. I've never hired you. I have nothing to do with you. I don't know who the hell this person is.
You've never heard of Mookie Blaylock before.
I don't know who the hell Mookie Blaylock is.
You secured with Cokie Blaylock for me to come out here.
I didn't secure with anybody anything.
And now you're not going to moisturize us?
Moisturizing me? What are you talking about? What are you talking about moisturizing? What is moisturizing? What are you talking about?
I'm looking at a digital signature from you.
Uh-huh. From me.
And you can skip the song and dance about the merengue stuff. All I need is a PayPal.
You need a PayPal because I hired you guys. I didn't hire anybody. I didn't hire you. I don't know who Mookie is. I don't know what you're talking about. You're calling the wrong person.
Let me give you my email address.
Well, I don't want your email address.
And you can send me a PayPal payment. And
I'm not going to send you no PayPal payment.
We'll call it good.
Cut it off. Talk to my lawyer. I don't know who the hell you are. I don't know. You're just going to pick up the phone and call me and say, oh, yeah, send me $175. You're full of shit.
Absolutely not.
What are you talking about?
Absolutely not.
I don't know who you are. I've never hired you. I don't know who this Mookie person you're talking about is. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You can skip the 7%.
You're calling me, telling me, man, I don't know what the hell, moisturizing and... What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Beautification of the whole project, man.
Of what project? I don't know what freaking project you're talking about.
I'm thinking just some good old boys coming down.
I'm thinking of some good old boys coming down, and I'm going to pay $175 for some good old boys coming down to do what?
We can't do merengue movements and things like that. It's not going to happen.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not going to happen.
Lose my number. You're going to piss me off. Or you're going to fucking piss me off. Lose my fucking number. You call me one more time. I swear, dude. Let me run across to you, son of a bitch. Lose my number.
Why don't you just send me a PayPal payment?
I'm
we'll call
paying
it good.
You nothing. We're not calling you. I'm paying you nothing. Do you want $175? Why don't you come over here and come collect the $175?
Well, it's $175.
Come over here and try to collect the money. Come over here and try to collect that money.
Well, if it's certified, I will.
Certified what? There's no certification. I don't know who you are.
I'm not taking personal checks.
I'm not
going
to give you no money. Okay? I'm not going to give you no money.
I already concurred $175 in expenses.
Well, that's not my fault. I don't know who the hell you are.
If you don't have moisture and you've got all kinds of other things happening, that's not my fault.
What the hell is moisture? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Cokie Blaylock. That doesn't ring a bell?
I don't know who the fuck Cokie Blaylock is.
Well, that's why I'm trying to give you my email address. You can just send me the payment. We'll call it good.
I'm sending you a fucking penny. You understand me?
No, I don't, really.
I ain't sending you a fucking penny. I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know who the fuck Cokie Blayhawk is. Lose my number.
You want to meet?
Right now, buddy.
I'll meet you right now.
I'm over here at my bar. Come over.
I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Bring it.
You could call me a cab.
I'll fucking call you a cab. Well, you're stupid. What the fuck's the matter with you? Who the fuck are you?
I'm not walking down there.
Who the fuck are you? Who are you calling me?
From Joan.
From Joan?
Like I said.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what the fuck, what side of the bed you got up today, buddy, but you're dialing the wrong fucking number, buddy. You're dialing the wrong number.
Are you trying to tangle with me?
I'm not trying to tangle you. You're the one that called me. You're the one that called me. And now you're trying to call me a cab. What the fuck's the matter with you?
Why don't you moisten...
You're a fucking idiot.
Moisten me up a little bit.
Moisten you up? Hey, dude, you're going to fucking piss me off. You're going to fucking piss me off really bad right now. Lose my fucking number. You call me one more time, you son of a bitch. Watch what's going to happen to you.
What?
Lose my fucking number, all right?
Why don't you just cut me a check?
Hello?
Hey, listen, let me just give you my email address.
Dude, listen to me. If this is a fucking joke, whatever you guys are doing, you need to cut it off already.
You better quit joking around with me, pal.
I'm not joking around with you. You're the one calling me.
I did not.
You called me.
No, I didn't.
I answered my phone and you're on the other line.
I need PayPal in the next 45 minutes.
You kiss my ass. Put PayPal up your ass, too.
You don't even have my email address.
Dude, you're going to piss me off.
I need a payment, and I need it within the hour.
Dude, I'm not giving you no payment. I ain't giving you no money. I don't know who Mookie Blayhawk is. You're crazy. You're full of shit. You're crazy.
I'll take care of you real quick if I come down there.
Well, come on down. Come on down.
What, you don't think I'm going to come down there?
Come on down. Come on down, you dumb shit. Come on down.
I'll be the only one leaving.
Okay. Come on down.
I want to see a checkbook when I get there.
You fucking kiss my ass. Come on down. You think you're fucking tough. Come on down. Dumb shit.
Put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up now. Put your hands up, put your hands up, put, put, put. Forget me not. sound of my voice. I know